This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 1st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. The count is in, and this year's National Business Aviation Association annual show and convention drew 32,051 attendees to the Georgia World Congress Center in Atlanta. The show closed out on Thursday, and while attendance was third best all time, there were a few other records set. One of those records was number of exhibitors, 1,152. That's enough to fill a million square feet of indoor floor space. The industry now looks ahead to 2008 in Orlando, and Aero News will take you there next year. It's been more than 7 years now since Chicago radio listeners learned that WGN morning man Bob Uncle Bobby Collins and two other people had died following a mid-air collision. A federal judge ruled on Friday that Collins was only 5% at fault for the crash, leveling the rest of the blame at the FAA and an air traffic controller. Collins' plane collided with one flown by a female student pilot. Collins and his passenger died when his Zlin came down on the roof of the Midwestern Medical Center in Zion, Illinois. The student also suffered fatal injuries when her Cessna came down on a street. The two families were suing each other, each claiming the other pilot had been at fault. The Chicago Sun-Times reports that because 95% of the blame has been placed on a federal agency which is immune from lawsuits, the only money that can be collected by plaintiffs is a $1 million insurance policy carried by Midwest Air Traffic Control Services, a private contractor which ran the tower for the FAA at Waukegan Airport. The air traffic controller on duty had gone 7 hours without a break. U.S. District Judge John Dara decided that when the controller realized he was unaware of the two aircraft's positions, he failed to issue a safety alert and order Collins and Hawk to abort their landings when he had the opportunity to do so. The Mooney Acclaim, which the factory claimed would make 237 knots when it debuted in 2006, has now been joined by the Acclaim Type S, with claimed top speed of 242 knots. The improvement was gained by using twin Kelly Aerospace turbochargers on the Continental IO-550G, allowing the engine to make its rated 280 horsepower all the way to 25,000 feet. Mooney has been locked in a battle with Columbia for bragging rights to the title of fastest piston single. Columbia has called the 400, quote, arguably the fastest, unquote. David Copeland, Mooney's vice president of sales and marketing, now calls the Acclaim Type S, quote, unquestionably the fastest single, period, unquote. The new Type S from Mooney starts at just under $600,000. The company says deliveries will start in the first quarter of 2008. NBAA's annual convention is over, but there's no rest for the Aero News roadies. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association will hold its annual AOPA Expo in Hartford, Connecticut, this Thursday through Sunday at the Connecticut Convention Center, and ANN will be there. This is the first time AOPA Expo has been to New England. AOPA expects 10,000 attendees to pump about $10 million into Hartford's local economy. Less than 2 miles from the convention center, more than 60 airplanes, including AOPA's 1977 Cessna 177 Cardinal sweepstakes airplane, will be on display. More info, including VFR arrival procedures, is available at aopa.org/expo. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Boeing gets tough on employees who leak internal matters to the press. Government investigators find the U.S.-Canadian border is a security vulnerability. And bird strike reports pick up as migration season opens. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll discuss new technology in cockpits and something Bob calls the 16-hour rule. And if you haven't gotten around to it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.